Hello, everyone. Welcome to Purpose in Parenting. My name is Jessica Israel, and this is a podcast for those of us who have found or are finding our purpose in parenting. Just a quick disclaimer, this is real life for real parents. So if you hear a child in the background, you hear some noise, we will not be editing it out. And the purpose is to really relate, to talk about the truth of what we go through, and to really just have that conversation amongst ourselves with others who can relate. So it may not be perfect, but guess what? Life with kids never is. Now, let's get into our new episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Purpose in Parenting. So it has been a while, again, since my last episode, but as you know, mom life, parent life, it happens, right? And I love this podcast. I truly love doing this. This is a passion project for me. It's something that I really enjoy because I love being a parent and I love talking about being a parent and I love talking to other parents. I feel like being a parent is my calling in life. It is the thing that I love the most. And I'm okay with saying that it has become so much of my identity and who I am. It spearheads everything I do, my motivation, my care, my concern, the way I go about things. I love it, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So shout out to all the other parents who feel the same way. You know, this episode I wanted to talk about with, you know, when people say the terrible twos, I was thinking to myself, well, as you guys know from listening to my other episodes, I'm really big on language and the words that we use. And I say that words matter because they do. The things we say to our children will impact them later on in life. It will determine or truly have a determination on who they become, how they view themselves, and how they also let others treat them. So even when saying terrible twos, that's something I actually really don't like to do because no child is terrible. In fact, something I've thought about recently is that I like the idea of calling it the teachable twos. Not the terrible twos, but the teachable twos. I think the teachable twos is not just teaching our children at this stage, at this toddler stage, but teaching ourselves, learning from them. There's so many things that I notice and that I see from my child that I'm just like, wow, you know, I should do this as an adult. And it's things that children do naturally, right? So the fact that we laugh when a kid goes through what we call a no stage, where they just say no, well, it's actually pretty empowering. Because how many times, especially as an adult, as we go throughout our life, we have to relearn our boundaries. We have to relearn that it's okay to say no. If you think about it with children, a lot of times children will naturally have boundaries of, I don't like this, I don't want this. But we force things on them. We tell them, no, you have to do it, or no, this is what needs to be done, right? So in essence, parents can break down those boundaries. But what if we uplift that? You know, obviously there's going to be certain things that they have to do. This age, lots of times, they probably don't want to brush their teeth, right? So we're like, okay, we got to get you to brush. We got to figure out a way to make you enjoy brushing your teeth or figure out a toothbrush that works. That's a topic for a whole other episode. Something they never tell you is how many toothbrushes you will end up buying in hopes that you can find the perfect one, right? But yeah, the teachable too. So those things I feel like that I've been learning where it's saying, wow, okay, I want to relearn those boundaries for myself to say no, to be okay with saying no, I don't like this, I don't want this, and feeling empowered by that. You know, not just the creativity and the, you know, the zeal that children have for, you know, discovery and learning new things. That is so inspiring and one of the things that is just exciting as a parent. But those natural instincts that so many times throughout life as adults, we are almost, like I said, you know, taught to ignore, right? It's not even overcome because it's nothing to overcome, but we literally force ourselves to ignore these things, and boundaries is one of them. And that's why I'm calling this the Teachable Twos, because I am learning so much in that, and I love it, and it's exciting. Learning to say no. You know, when a child tells you no, they don't have to think, well, this might hurt your feelings. You know, their idea of self-care is innate in saying, I don't like this. This doesn't feel good to me. I don't want this. And I think that's something that we should really explore and appreciate and uplift. Like I said, I understand with things like brushing their teeth, we have to, right? But then in that case, it's finding the perfect toothbrush. What will make them want to brush their teeth? What toothbrush will they enjoy? What is it that they're not liking about the process that maybe we can fix, or how we go about it, right? Because like I said, as adults, so many times, our natural instinct, because of the way society is, and maybe also the way we were parented growing up, is that we force something. You just have to do it. And I don't think that's always the best way. You know, it's interesting because there's this new show called The Parent Test, right? And I'm sure some of you have probably seen it. And a friend of mine and I, we were discussing this. And they talk about these different parenting styles. And on the first episode, it's interesting because they were doing something with regard to trust, right? And if a child would go off the diving board, if they trusted their parents enough to do it. And the parents who pushed their kids so much in terms of, no, you just do what I say and that's it, and didn't really communicate with their child in terms of, this is what you want, let's work with you. Like, they didn't really give their child a voice. They don't give their child any options at all. And I understand that some people, their personal parenting style. But if you notice in that episode, there was no trust between the child and the parent. No trust whatsoever. You know, whereas the other parents who listened to their children, who I want to say appreciated their children's boundaries, right? In the relationship that they have with their children. They also have, you know, obviously you have to set up boundaries yourself, but understanding your child's boundaries, it breeds so much trust, right? And that's another thing too, is that how can you expect your child to respect your boundaries if you don't allow the respect for their boundaries, right? To say, no, they don't like that. We're not going to do that. And also another reason why it's a teachable twos for me, I feel like it's because since children are really growing a lot at this particular stage where they're speaking more, you may be going through potty training, they're learning different things, they're able to express themselves a whole lot more. It's really I want to say a running start to a lot of that in a new way. You know, it teaches you about, like I said, about yourself and things that, you know, I feel like if we as parents think about things maybe we didn't like as a child, we don't want to do that to our kid, right? You know, even something as simple as wagging your finger in your child's face to say, hey, stop it, right? If you think about it, it's like, okay, well, I don't really like doing that for me personally, right? I understand everybody has different ways of parenting because it's like, well, you know, I don't think it's appropriate for me to do that because I wouldn't like it if somebody else did that to my child. And, you know, I don't want my child to, I don't want to be in a situation where I'm bullying my own child. Yes, there has to be boundaries. There has to be discipline in terms of boundaries, not discipline in terms of hitting. For me personally, that's just not something that I co-sign or believe in. You know, I don't think that's the proper way to teach discipline, but I understand everybody has their own methods and things in their household. But breeding that trust, having that trust. And again, you know, those boundaries, you know, how can we teach children about our boundaries unless we respect theirs? And how can we teach them that their boundaries are important? Because this is going to be something they're faced with when they get older. People constantly trying to push those boundaries, whether it be disrespect or things that are inappropriate. And we need to be able to arm our children with the strength and courage and understanding to be able to stand up for themselves, to be able to establish those boundaries and say no. I think that's super important. I think no is so important. You know, sometimes no is more important than yes in many instances, because when you say yes, a lot of times, yes, yes can open you up to new opportunities, but what you're doing is you are going in the direction that someone else has dictated, whereas no allows you to establish your own direction. I'm not saying say no to everything, but it's just something that's really important. I feel like as adults, we have to relearn that power of no, you know, and also the power that it gives you to say, hey, I don't have to do this thing. Because one of the feelings, if you think back when, you know, you were a child, that feeling of powerlessness, you know, just feeling powerless as a child. And, you know, I never want my child to feel that. Another thing, one more thing I'll say about that show is that on the second episode, I haven't gotten through them all yet, but on the second episode, it was about Stranger Danger. And although there was only one set of children who just did not answer the door and was like, no way, because their parents had already established that boundary of you don't go to the door and answer the door. But it was interesting because these are the parents who they called like the new age parents who pretty much let their kids kind of do what they want within boundaries, of course. But, you know, they wouldn't just say no just to say no. They want their children to explore and have fun at home, you know, and feel comfortable doing that at home without as much strictness. Those ones did the best. But one of the other children who had the extremely strict, intense parents, and not even as much strict as just, gosh, it was actually kind of sad. They didn't really let the kid be a kid as much. Every single thing was about her lessons and studying, and she like really wasn't allowed to have fun. For me, it was a little troublesome. But again, I understand everybody has their own method of parenting, right? And I'm not here to judge anyone. I can only tell you what I think is a great idea, but I can't judge someone else. Now, that child let the stranger in. And the interesting thing about that, what I absorbed, was the fact that the parents never allowed the child to have her own boundaries. It was, you know, you teach your children, of course, to be respectful to people, adults, whoever, but there has to be a line where there's respect and, you know, it's not deference to every single person, because that can really set your child up to be taken advantage of, you know, where your child is feeling like, all right, this is an adult said this, I have to do it. And that's not always the case. It's okay for your child to say no. It's okay for your child to question, right? And I think that we should really empower that. So that's why I wanted to do this quick little episode on, you know, the teachable twos. Not terrible twos, but teachable twos for us and for them. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I really appreciate the support. Also, if you're interested and would like to send a personal donation, because this is a labor of love, my Cash App is Torah Blessed, T-O-R-A-H. B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Thank you again so much for the support, guys, and I really look forward to chatting again next time.